Rural broadband. Who gets it? Where is it? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Representative Greg Walden, Republican of Hood River, Oregon, points out a typical scenario in rural America as it relates to the internet.
We need to build out more broadband to more places in America, period, hard stop. I've done 20 town halls this year, and one of them was out in Spray, Oregon, population 150. And they kind of do a little booster thing to keep the signal going while you're in town, which is one block. But the educators there said, but when we get away from that, kids don't have connection when they go home. And I know that's been a huge issue for all of us. I think, how do we do this? And I know there are funds that have been released. Satellite carriers say we can go into these remote areas. This county, by the way, has one person for every 9 miles of power line. So this is remote.
Well, the House of Representatives passed Farm Bureau-backed legislation that will improve the accuracy of broadband coverage maps to better identify needs. The Broadband Deployment Accuracy and Technological Availability, also called DATA, Act, H.R. 4229, requires broadband providers to report more specific data to create a significantly more accurate and granular national broadband map. With more precise data, federal agencies can target funding to areas that need it most. Ag Information Network of the West.